Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to thank God for Sister Andrews, because she nudges me just a moment ago and she said, "It will be all right, Brother Riley." And I thank her very much for that, because truly, the thing she expresses in her introduction are really things I like doing. I like praying with you. I really like to share with you and encourage and listen. But this one, this task, I know you'll be praying for me. But God is good, and all the time, God is good. I believe that today is a very special day in God's house. But it's also a day when I have to confess I look towards this day and this week and with great anticipation, but also with that thought of awareness. Because I don't know about you, but I know that God has been doing something in this church. I know also that the enemy is not happy. And I know that it is his desire to disrupt. But he that is with us are always greater than he who is against us. Today, I believe we have come to pray and we are fasting. And like me, I hope you have expectation in your hearts. Because, as Kerry's saying, the eyes is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. And I believe with all my heart that God is fixed on Watford Town at this moment, as if there was no other place for him to see. But because he is omnipresent, he can be everywhere at the same time, right? But I believe that he is watching over us today. As we've come to prayer and fasting, I believe that we have come also with varying desires on our heart. That's good, because he invites us to. And so we have here a box. And as we have said last week, that we want you to bring your requests. Whatever it is that you want God to answer on for you today, bring it and believe it. We're going to be encouraging ourselves with the testimony, and there are many, as to how God has answered prayer. We are going to be encouraging and strengthening our heart as we go throughout the day in looking at some of the ways in which God have truly answered. We are going to have that special prayer session. And you know, as we sat to plan, we're going to pray about many things, but as we sat in our meeting, there was the impression that we should pray about some of the strongholds that are holding us. And let me hasten to say that all of us have something that has become beset us, that are strong on us. But God is here to break those strongholds. We are going to pray about that in our special time of prayer as well. Thank you, Caris, for ministering to us. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. You know, I want us to pray for Caris because she's been ministering before the Lord in singing. And I don't know about you, but I look with a prayer in my heart when these young children come to minister for God. And I have been seeing that God has been doing something special with what he has gifted them with. And Caris, I want to say to you that God has a hand upon you. His anointing is upon you. You are on a journey with him, and I want you to stay focused. Follow where his spirit leads, because he wants and he has been doing something special in your life and in the service of God. Brother Kai, we are very happy to have you with us today. He's here with our brother Jordan. You know, God is doing something marvelous, you know. And I know the time is going, but it's prayer time. And, you know, it's nice to see and to meet you, Brother Kai. And Jordan, we thank you for inviting Kai along with you. We pray that you'll be blessed. And even as we pray, you will bring your prayer requests. Place it there in the box. And pray with us if you can. But we will be praying for you and the requests. Jede, we haven't seen you for a little while. We are very happy to have you. And we are grateful for your guests that have come along with you today. We pray that you'll be blessed as you worship with us. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come before you today, and Lord, we open ourselves to the leading of your spirit now. I pray, dear Lord, that you will sit beside every worshiper in your house today. That you who can meet all of our various needs and desires and requests, be to us a personal God as you minister to our hearts. Father, we pray that you will set up your angels that excel in strength to keep the evil one at bay from your people today. So that, Lord, we will not be disturbed in our minds or our action. But our mind and our thoughts and our hearts will be open towards you. Fill us, Lord, with your words of assurance. And Lord, I pray that a showers of blessing, Lord, will be passing by. Oh Lord, I say, even me, let some drops now fall on me. Thank you, Lord, for hearing today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Brother Moyo, for sharing that scripture passage with us. Today we are fasting and we are praying. And we are looking at the theme, under the theme, staying in the fortress of our God in the end time. And last week when I made the promotion, I asked those of us who believe that we were truly living in the end time to indicate, and almost all our hands went up. Because truly we are living in the end time. And I did say to us that we are reminded that the Bible says that in the end, perilous time will come. And I dare say to us that I believe that perilous time has come. And so if there is a time when the people of God need to be praying, it is now. If there is a time when the people of God need to find ourselves in a place of safety, a fortress, it is now. And so prayer enables us to live in the sunshine of His presence. It is our privilege to open our heart and let this sunshine of Christ's presence flow in. My brothers, my sisters, face the light. Come into actual personal contact with Christ that you may exert an influence that is uplifting and reviving. Let your faith be strong and pure and steadfast. Let gratitude to God fill your heart. When you rise in the morning, kneel at your bedside and ask God to give you strength to fulfill the duties of the day and to meet its temptation. Ask Him to help you to bring into your work Christ's sweetness of character. Ask Him to help you to speak word that will inspire those around you. Words with hope and courage, and draw you nearer to the Savior. That quote is taken from Sons and Daughters of God, page 199. Our scripture passage, which was read to us today, focuses us on Psalms 91. And today we are talking about staying in the focus of our God in the end time. And our scripture passage today in Psalms 91 find David the psalmist contemplating what God means to him. He tells us that he finds God to be a refuge and a fortress, and we can say he finds delight in prayer. As we look in Psalm 16 and verse 11, he says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." When we think of these words coming from David, we can safely say that he didn't just find a fortress in God, but he also found a life of prayer in God. David found God to be his fortress and refuge in dealing with the challenges he faced each day. Dear, I said that we, God's children who live in this end of time must seek to find in God that same fortress that David found in his times of challenges. Last week when I promote the prayer and fasting, I said that because we are living in the last days, we are under attack. And if you don't believe that is true, just walk out of your home perhaps in the morning and forget to pray. The attack that is coming to especially the people of God is an attack that is not physical, but it's one that is fought from a spiritual place against even an unseen enemy. But Psalms 46 and verse 1 and 2 says, God is our refuge and our strength, our very what? Present help in times of trouble. I want to remind us that as children of God today, we need not fear the attack of the evil one, because the one who stands with us, the one that fights for us, the one who invites us to come into that place of refuge and find it as a fortress, it is one that does not slumber nor sleep. The reference to God as fortress is made throughout Psalms 46. God, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. It is repeated in verse 7 and verse 13. In the days of David, there were wars. Nations were in uproar. In order to protect themselves, they would build walls, fortifying the city, making them fortresses. Without these walls, cities were helpless against the invasion of the enemy. They needed a fortress to keep them safe from attack and to withstand the assault of the enemy. Many times, however, these walls, these fortresses were not sufficient to keep out overwhelming and overthrowing enemies. And many times Israel went into captivity of other nations. No fortress built by human hands can provide as much protection as the fortress built by God for his believing, trusting children. Only in God can we find full protection. You know, as I was preparing a thought or an incident came back to my mind. Not so long ago, we had a very heavy tremor in Jamaica. And there was an interesting clip there, because the media picks up the event of one presenter that was online presenting doing a broadcast at the time. And during that time when the earth began to shake, and as he was sharing whatever he was saying there, he stopped in the middle of it and he says, "We are having an earthquake." And he ran from in front of his microphone and throw himself under his decks. And as he go under, one could hear him saying, "Oh God."
Let me say that as far as he's confessed, this is not one that has openly acknowledged God. But nonetheless, the point is he threw himself under his decks to find a place of safety, to find a place of fortress. And I know that that's what we've been taught, and maybe that's best practice, but I want to say to us that the time of trouble that often can come upon the life of God's children, throwing ourselves under the figurative decks will not be sufficient. It is only as we find ourselves under the covering of the Almighty God will we find ourselves safe and protected in his arms. No fortress built by human hands can provide such protection as the fortress of God. We sadly have come to realize that there are times when human action, things are not enough to be strong fortress. Some people find fortress in many things today. Some have taken refuge in wealth. Others in their possession. Some in their talent even. But the psalmist declares, and I share with us today, that God is our refuge and our strength. I am happy today to join with him in declaring that only God can be our strong fortress. The one safe, reliable, and unchanging place of safety is God himself. Surely we need to know more about this place of the highest safety and security. We are under attack, whether we believe it or not. Last week, as I invite us to come to this prayer and fasting session, we were encouraged to come and pray together as a church. As I said, we are coming because we are fully aware that we are in war times. We are in end times. And therefore, the real battle we are fighting and the enemy we are up against is not carnal, but spiritual. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible says, "For we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Against principalities. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." You know, this morning as Elder Richard shared the lesson study, he reminds us that there were trillions of angels that were cast out. They are around. But we praise God that there are more angels that encamp around the people of God than those that are around us to defeat us. Amen. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saints upon his knees. So stay on your knees. For this, the song say, is where the battle is won. Very soon, you will win the victory. Ask then, and he shall receive. Ask for humility, wisdom, and increase of faith. To every sincere prayer, an answer will come. It may not come just as you desire or at the time you look for it, but it will come anyway. And at the time that, let me do that line for us again. I'm quoting from Gospel Worker, page 558. It said, "Ask then, and he shall receive. Ask for humility, wisdom, courage, increase of faith. To every sincere prayer, an answer will come. It may not come just as you desire or at the time you look for it, but it will come in the way and at the time that will best meet your needs. The prayer of you offer in loneliness, in weariness, in trials, God answers. Not always according to your expectation or mine, but always for our good. Prayer is opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that it is necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive Him. When Jesus was upon, prayer does not bring God down to us, but bring us up to God. When Jesus was on earth, He taught His disciples how to pray. He directed them to present them their daily needs before God and to cast all their cares upon Him, and the assurance He gave them that their petition should be heard is assurance also that He gives to us today. Our scripture passage brings the idea of fortress and refuge together. Psalms 91 and verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, God in whom I trust. The meaning for the word refuge is a state of being, a state of being safe or sheltered from the pursuit of danger and difficulties. A refuge is also a place we can find protection, safety in times of hardship. The psalmist, when surrounded by perils, was confident to say that the Lord alone was his refuge and fortress. In these difficult times, like David, let us be grounded in the promises of God's holy word. Let us also humble ourselves under his presence and desire to honor him in every way. Psalms 91 and verse 3 to 6. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the pestilence and from the perils and pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under your wing you shall take refuge. And I always reflect when I read this verse of scripture. I don't know how many of us have had to see the experience of that mother hen, as we would say, that would protect her young chicks. And you know, it's a pleasure to watch this kind of activity with a mother giving protection. If it rains and these young ones are running about in the space, the moment it begins to rain, those chicks would run to the mother. And there's an interesting thing that happens when they do that. As the rain come pouring down, those chicks would run and that mother hen would open his wings. And it's always interesting to see how those chicks would come under the covering of their mother's wings. And if you look often closely, sometimes there's a lot of these chicks and one or two of them will be left on the outside, and that mother will just shuffle them under her wings until every last one of them is safely covered under her wings. And the Lord is saying to us that surely he will what? Cover us under his wings. None of us will be left outside of the protection of God when we are under his refuge and staying in his fortress. The Psalms continue to say, his truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noontime. Today you may be going through a time of difficulty or hardship, and you don't know what to do. I recommend to you Jesus. He can and he wants to be that place of refuge for you, a fortress. Everything as we tarry and pray through the day, we want you to know that we are praying for you. We want you to know that we want to pray with you. So we encourage those of us who are here today, come and stay and let's pray together. And we want you to know that we want to pray with you. And we believe that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. In Isaiah chapter 46, 16 through 21, it says, "And we that God will make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert." Oh, I love the words of a song. And it says, someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. So when it seems you're all alone and your heart is broke in two, remember, someone is praying for you. Today, as we fast and as we pray and as we linger in the presence of God, as we seek to come under the covering and in the fortress of God, I believe that we all are going to be praying for each other today. I believe that as we pray today, we will feel the sheltering, covering, and protection upon us from the hands of God. I believe also today that someone who is here today, who might be struggling, who might be going through a time of challenge and difficulties, I believe that God stands ready today to answer, to deliver someone from that place where you stand. I want to remind us that the ultimate safety and security offered by Jesus is eternal life. While we pray, and while God will answer our prayers, while God will bring us into that place of safety with him, it does not mean that we are going to be exempt from challenges. It does not mean that we are not going to be impacted by difficulties of life. But God says, and he reminds us, that once we remain under his arm, he promised that we will feel his ultimate safety and security. Jesus promised his followers eternal life without any possibility of being taken from them when we stay in his fortress and under his wings. In John chapter 10 and verse 27 and 28, the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice," and what? "And I know them, and they follow me." And verse 28 says, "And I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands." Today, my brothers, my sisters, I want to encourage us to remain in the hands of God. And one of the ways in which we remain in the hands of God is as we come to him each day in prayer and in fasting and in raising and building our relationship with him through prayers. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 35 to 39, the Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of God?" Today, we might be challenged on every side, but I encourage us to hold on. Today, we might not have the answer to all the questions that we have, but I encourage us to hold on. And the Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of God? It goes on to say, shall tribulation remove us from the safety and the fortress of our God? No. Or distress move us from the safety and the fortress of our God? And I say no. Or persecution, or famine, or darkness, nakedness, or perils, or sword. The Bible encourage and remind us that nothing shall separate us from the love of God when we are in Christ Jesus. For your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37 says, yet in all these things we are what? More than conqueror through him who loved us. 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. And I pray today that as we tarry and pray and talk to God and present our concerns to him, this will be our resolve, that nothing will separate us from the love of God. We are going to be praying at this time. And just before we pray, I'm going to invite the singers to come. We know that we can remain under the shelter of God when we develop a life of prayer with God. We know that we are able to remain in the fortress of God as we develop that importance in communicating with God through prayer. I invite Eden and Gabriel to come as we listen to this song. And we are going to pray and ask God to keep us in that place as we listen to the words of this song. I don't know exactly where you have been with your experience with God and your prior life. I don't know where your journey has been. Maybe you have been in a place where you are enjoying a sweet walk with God on your prayer life. And I say, praise God. But maybe you have been finding that in recent times your prayer life has not been as you would like it to be. Maybe the busyness of life have somehow presses upon you, and the time that you were accustomed to tarrying before God is being taken away by something else. And today you would like to rekindle that time, that special time with God through prayer, so that you can remain in that place of fortress with him. We want to pray for you. Today you may not have entered into this experience of a relational prayer life at all, but somehow you recognize that, like David, your only place of safety is with God. You want to learn how to develop and to enter into this life of prayer. We want to pray for you. And so as they sing today, we are going to pray in our heart. And at the end of the prayer song, I'm going to invite us to pray together, and then we will come to a close. Let us meditatively listen as we pray.